Now, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and First Lady Olena Zelenska have arrived in Ireland for their first official visit. They arrived at Dublin Airport shortly before 11 p.m. last night and were greeted on the runway by Taoiseach Micheál Martin and Minister for State Department of Foreign Affairs Thomas Byrne. Taoiseach said he was honoured to welcome the Ukrainian President and his wife to Ireland. Our support for the people of Ukraine as they defend their freedom and democracy remains unwavering. Mr. Zelensky is due to hold a bilateral meeting with the Taoiseach and pay a courtesy call to President Catherine Connolly before he will address a joint sitting of the Oireachtas while in the capital. That's going to happen around about 5 to 3 this afternoon, where he'll talk obviously about the war in Ukraine, about what he hopes will be a continuing relationship and a strengthening relationship between Ireland and Ukraine. We're hearing the cabinet will pledge an additional 100 million in non-lethal military support for Ukraine and a contribution of 25 million euro towards the country's urgent energy needs. Now, a number of people from the Ukrainian community in Kerry are in Dublin for the event, and a number of more will be watching on, including Olena Marina, who helps the Ukrainian community by acting as an interpreter at events, and she's with me on the line. Olena, good morning to you, and thanks very much for joining me this morning. How important a day is this for the members of your community in Kerry to see your President and First Lady visit Ireland?
Good morning, Jerry. I would say that so we all feel thrilled, hopeful, positive, warm-hearted, and of course a bit anxious, because as it is everywhere in the media, and we can feel that now President Zelensky pays his first official visit to Ireland at critical times for Ukraine and Europe in general. Because President Zelensky now is under pressure from the US to sign a peace deal. So on the other hand, we feel warm-hearted and hopeful and really grateful to Ireland for its support. And Taoiseach, yes, Micheál Martin, so he kind of confirmed today again Ireland's unwavering support for Ukraine, fighting for its freedom and fighting for its independence, and generally it's fighting for, I would say, in general, European democratic values.
Indeed, and that is important, and particularly in a county like Kerry. I know a lot of people will be watching on here. I think we've got 1 in 10 people in the county knows Ukrainian. About 16,000 Ukrainians here have called it home for the last number of years, and they'll be eagerly watching on to hear what he says about that Ireland-Ukraine relationship, Elena.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, as we can see from the media and the statements already made by Taoiseach and Tonista and the ministers, so it's, as you have already mentioned, it's support of, like financial support of Ireland for non-lethal and urgent energy needs for Ukraine. So, of course, also it's kind of support in the negotiations, peace negotiations, yeah, that are underway now. And there will be a discussion about that because Ukraine has to bring to the table a strong position in this peace deal, of course. And also what Taoiseach has mentioned is that Ireland would like to underpin very close and warm relations with Ukraine. So on the other hand, today, Mr. President Zelensky, together with Tonista, he will participate in the inauguration of Ireland-Ukrainian Economic Forum. And of course, this is like another aspect, another side of support and cooperation between our countries in the area of business, trade, investments, etc.
Okay, Elena, how anxious are members of your community about what's happening? Like, as this happens today in Ireland, the special envoy, Steve Witkoff of the United States, is to meet Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow. There's big worries and major worries about the US being too closely aligned with Moscow in relation to what it wants. There's concerns and talks about Donald Trump wanting to do business deals with Russia post-war, and that, you know, Ukraine will be sold out to an extent. Uh-huh. Now, I know European leaders are pushing back hard against that. There's on one hand a hope, I would imagine, given, you know, 3 years of a devastating war for uh-huh. a ceasefire and that to come to an end and nobody else to die. But at the other hand, that Russia, and I know Vladimir Zelensky has talked about this, that it's very important Russia, and particularly Vladimir Putin, is not rewarded in any way for his invasion.
Of course, people in our community here in Kerry, and I think Ukrainian people in general everywhere in the world, and mainly in Ukraine, they're really anxious about it. They're really anxious about what you have just said. But I would say on my behalf, probably I will express the opinion of the Ukrainian community here, is that we feel really hopeful. And we are trying to feel confident because our president, Vladimir Zelensky, as you know now, and he has shown himself during the being a wartime leader, he's a symbol of resistance, resilience, courage of the Ukrainian people. So I believe that with the support of Europe in general, and being the symbol of all that I have just mentioned, so we will get the result that we are waiting for, kind of just and lasting peace.
Yeah, Elena, you saw him when he was an entertainer before he was president. It's remarkable the sort of leader he's turned into, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, because Vladimir Zelensky was famous, of course, in Ukraine before he had become a president. He was a famous entertainer, comic, performer, and also co-founder of Kvartal 95 production company. So, and he was really, really famous and popular among people. Ukrainians loved him, and not only Ukrainians. So, and here I would say that, for example, Timothy Snyder spoke about the paradox of Zelensky, the same as other scholars and journalists talked about Zelensky effect, because really he was a humorist. And kind of he came to the presidency, yes, with, let's say, with the hope, with the intention to get peace. But he became a wartime leader.
Yeah, yeah. And he's done remarkably well at that. Listen, Elena, we're out of time, but thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us on the program this morning. And we'll keep an eye on what he says and what the Taoiseach says later on about that continuing relationship. And please God, we get a just and lasting peace for the people of Ukraine. But thanks so much for talking to me this morning.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, and okay. Probably I would like to say just a couple of words because about Jim Finucane.
And, well, yes, of course. So, yeah, the late Jim Finucane. Yeah. We were devastated to hear of his passing, and he was a key supporter of the Ukrainian community here in Kerry.
Absolutely, yes. And as Tony Stapu put it in his statement on Jane Finucane's death, that he was a driving force behind Kerry's response to the arrival of Ukrainian families. So, and I think that if Jim Finucane had been among us today, he would have definitely participated in all the events and all the engagements organized. And but I'm really happy so to read the media today, and so to feel support continuing, and as Taoiseach put it, yeah, and unwavering support of Ireland, of the state of Ireland and Irish people for Ukrainian people. It is really important for us now.
Yeah, indeed. And that was symbolized, of course, by Jim Finucane and all he did as Honorary Consul, as appointed Honorary Consul of Southwest of Ireland for the people of Ukraine. Elena, thanks so much for talking to me.